Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, June 14th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. Yes, it's Flag Day in the United States of America. Fly those flags, folks. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Canfor is going to invest $160 million in a new sawmill in Louisiana and halt a greenfield project in Georgia. Also making headlines last week, Louisiana Pacific has broken ground on a $150 million conversion of its new Limerick, Maine mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, June 12th at 43.26, down 52 points or 1.2% from the June 5th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Greif, up 6.1%, followed by Quad Graphics, gained 5.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Louisiana Pacific, down 10.1%. Over the past year, Resolute has been the top performer, gaining 533%, while the deepest decliner was Clearwater Paper, down by 14%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up by 49%, while the PM40 is up by 62.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Peru. Smurfa Kappa acquires corrugated operation in Peru, expanding its footprint in Latin America. Smurfa Kappa Group, one of the world's largest integrated manufacturers of paper-based packaging products with operations in Europe and the Americas, is pleased to announce that it has completed the acquisition of Cartones de Pacifico, a leading paper-based packaging company in Peru. The acquisition represents an important milestone for the company as it expands its footprint in the Americas from 12 to 13 countries and builds on the group's leadership position as the largest pan-regional supplier in Latin America. As part of the transaction, Amusa Group has acquired Smurfa Kappa's flexible packaging business in El Salvador. Dateline Helsinki. Job cuts. UPM has completed the employee consultation process in Finland. UPM says it has completed the employee consultation process in Finland, started in April. The company says it will improve efficiency in global functions by reorganizing and streamlining the operation. As a result, the number of employments in Finland will decrease by 28. In Germany and Australia, the process is still ongoing, but that's job cuts, folks. UPM says it's providing support for employees who are affected by the reductions. It includes outplacement services and training opportunities that support reemployment of the affected employees. In 2020, the company decreased fixed and variable costs in different businesses and functions. Earlier in the year, UPM completed the employee consultation process in UPM Timber to improve profitability and strengthen competitiveness, i.e., job cuts. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Speaking of job cuts, Dateline, New Zealand. Norske Skog to close the Tasman mill in New Zealand and sell the mill assets, and 160 staff will lose their jobs. Norske Skog will close its Tasman mill by the end of June with 160 staff to be made redundant. The Norwegian-based pulp and paper company had met with employees in May to begin consulting on the future of the operation. The decision to cease production on June 30th followed a strategic review which was commissioned in September of last year. Eric Luck, Norske Skog's regional president, said ongoing secular decline of the newsprint industry had been the key reason for the decision. The Tasman mill commenced newsprint production in 1955 and has produced more than 15 million tons of paper during its 66-year history. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Abilene, Texas. Georgia-Pacific breaks ground on $300 million production facility near Sweetwater, Texas. Georgia-Pacific broke ground this past Tuesday on a state-of-the-art gypsum wallboard production facility near Sweetwater. The new $300 million plant will be Georgia-Pacific's second gypsum wallboard facility in Nolan County. On top of that, Georgia-Pacific has donated $200,000 to Sweetwater High School. Quote, we are big in believers in investing in our future leaders, and education is a good way to do that, said President of Georgia-Pacific, Brent Paul. Dateline, Washington. Prairie Industries, along with its partner company, Newpak, announced a new name for the combined organization, which is Truvant. The announcement coincides with Prairie Industries' recent acquisition of Sunoco's European contract packaging business. Truvant provides a wide range of scalable contract packaging, contract manufacturing, and supply chain solutions to many of the world's leading food, consumer, household, and industrial brands. Their recently acquired European packaging business adds six world-class contract packaging facilities located in Poland, which increases Truvant's operational footprint to 15 facilities around the world and expands its total headcount to over 5,600 employees located across five countries. Music. Dayline Dayton, Washington, Columbia Pulp Mill reopens. Columbia Pulp Mill has officially reopened its Lyons Ferry Mill, processing wheat straw and for the creation of paper products such as food containers, towels, and tissues, the company announced on Thursday, June 3rd. Uncertainties amid the COVID-19 pandemic kept the relatively new mill closed for more than a year. Returning to full strength, the company expects to employ close to 100 workers. Dateline Norwalk, Connecticut, LLC Communications Book Division renamed Lakeside Book Company. LLC Communications announced that its book division, the largest book producer in the United States, will now operate as Lakeside Book Company. In addition to book manufacturing, Lakeside provides distribution, sales, and marketing services, as well as IP and brand protection technology for book publishers and others requiring premium quality print and distribution-related services. The new name of the book division as Lakeside Book Company is rooted in the company's rich history and marks a renewed commitment to providing best-in-class printing and fulfillment services. Lakeside Book Company is a nod to Lakeside Classics, the longest-running continuous series of books in America, and the only work published under the Lakeside Press imprint. A tradition that dates back to the 1903, when T.E. Donnelly, son and founder of president of R.R. Donnelly & Sons Company, began giving special edition books as gifts each holiday season. The Lakeside name is synonymous with tradition and evokes the past while recognizing the evolution of books, the books division, from part of R.R. Donnelly to LSC Communications and now as Lakeside Book Company. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paparitalo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paparitalo.com. That's paparitalo.com. Paparitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We are back and now back to the news. Dateline DeRidder, Louisiana. Can afford to invest $160 million in a new sawmill in Louisiana and halt a greenfield project in Georgia. Canfor Corporation says it will invest approximately $160 million to build a new sawmill near DeRidder, Louisiana. The company will receive state and local incentives in support of the project. The facility will have an annual production capacity of 250 million board feet on a two-shift basis and will directly employ about 130 people, plus create significant additional indirect jobs. The Louisiana facility will have manufacturing capacity and flexibility to produce a wide variety of high-value wood products for its customers. Startup is expected to commence in the late third quarter of 2022. The investment in Louisiana is in addition to the approximately $300 million in 2021 capital spending, including $200 million for the solid wood and pulp operations in Canada and Western Canada, and $100 million for the solid wood operations in the U.S. South. Given the decision to build a new facility in Louisiana, Canfor said it will not be proceeding with the Greenfield project in Washington, Georgia, that was previously announced in February 22nd of 2018. Dateline, Maine. Louisiana Pacific breaks ground on an $150 million conversion of its new Limerick, Maine mill. Louisiana Pacific Corporation says it will break ground this past week on a $150 million conversion of its mill in New Limerick to turn out the company's flagship siding and trim product. The Nashville, Tennessee-based company received its building permit for the project this past Monday and has all necessary permits in hand, spokesperson Brianna Stressel said. The facility is commonly called L.P. Hugh Holton due to the proximity to the larger city, although it's actually located in New Limerick. Quote, in the words of L.P. Holton plant manager Nathan Whitney, let's dig a hole, Strassel said. Initial work will include demolition and construction at various places around the property. The spokesperson said that they mobilized many contractors to help, including several local teams. Due to COVID-19 precautions, there was no official groundbreaking ceremony. The conversion will allow the facility to increase production of LP's flagship product, an engineered wood trim and siding called LP SmartSide. The products are marketed under the name LP Building Solutions. The conversion aims to supply growing demand for SmartSide and better penetrate the new home, construction, and repair and remodel markets along the East Coast. LP pioneered the U.S. product of oriented strand board panels in 1982 and later launched its SmartSide engineered wood siding product in 1997. The investment in conversion is expected to increase the company's consumption of local and sustainability-sourced fiber by an estimated 30%, which is expected to benefit providers across the supply chain, including local businesses. It's expected that the facility will be back online as a SmartSide mill in early 2022. Dateline Madison, Wisconsin bill passes to assist in Verso, Wisconsin Rapids mill purchase. On June 8th, the State Assembly's Committee on State Affairs voted to pass Assembly Bill 367, which will provide state assistance to support the purchase of the former Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids. The bill was introduced by Representative Scott Krug and Senator Patrick Teston in late May. As an amendment was added to the bill to provide assistance for the purchase of the paper mill in Park Falls as well. As amended, the bill will provide loans from two sources in support of each purchase. The Wisconsin Rapids mill sale would be provided with a $50 million loan from federal stimulus money, which would have to be approved by Governor Tony Evers, and a $50 million loan from the State of Wisconsin Boards of Commissioners of Public Lands. The Park Falls mill sale will be provided with loans of $15 million, one loan coming from stimulus money and one loan coming from the BCPL. Neither sale will be paid for entirely by loans. The prospective buyer of both mills will need to raise any additional money to reach the sale prices on the mills. The mills have been raising funds from investors for this purchase. The Wisconsin Rapids Mill will be purchased by the Consolidated Cooperative of Rhinelander, a co-op entity formed but with the backing of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association. Assistance and input is being provided for the new co-op by University of Wisconsin Center for Cooperatives and by the Rural Development Team at the United States Department of Agriculture. Krug says he expects the bill to be voted on by the State Assembly later in the month. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.